CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable. He's in Edinburgh, Scotland. He writes for the Forbes and Barron's and the Wall Street Journal and Time and other distinguished publications. He's also a citizen of the United Kingdom. And we learn now the moving story of Omicron includes new restrictions ordered by Downing Street, new restrictions from the First Minister through all of the land at Christmas time. So we'll go to Christmas as we understand it now. And what really matters is how it's going to be celebrated in a time of rising costs, limited access to some markets, not all markets, and the unknowns of Omicron. Simon, I want to start with the price because it's Christmas Carol time. Everybody can enjoy the 1935 Scrooge from British Films, where Scrooge is visited by the ghost of Marley, who did not know charity and love in his lifetime and is condemned to wander the earth in chains as a ghost and know no peace. That is the threat to Scrooge. Scrooge listens generally, and at the end, when he's visited by Christmas future, he converts. He understands. It's time to love people. So he rushes out and buys for the Cratchit family to visit them. But Scrooge quickly learns that everything's more expensive this year than it used to be, upsetting him, challenging him profoundly. 3.4% or 3.8%, one of those numbers, about Christmas dinner this year in Britain, where you are, Simon. Is this upsetting, or are people taking it in stride that the inflation has come to their table at Christmas time?
I don't think anyone is going to be very happy about this at all. And a big increase in prices for Christmas dinner, the one meal of the year that is in many ways sacred to the British, in the same way that Thanksgiving is in the US. I don't think anyone liked the increases in prices, the recent Thanksgiving in the US at all. And we won't like it here either. There's also, I hear, the shortages of beer, which is going to be a bit of a problem at Christmas, given the amount that a lot of Scottish people drink. Then beef and protein prices are going up. And then we're also hearing about possible strikes, industrial action from some supermarket distribution centers. This is none of this is looking good. This is not looking like the season of good cheer at all in any way.
It begins the new year with mysteries as well. What is to be done with Omicron? We can't answer those questions. So we're going to go to something that is in the news in the United Kingdom and is an example of the collateral damage from geopolitical decisions. The Afghans who were evacuated by the United Kingdom, who were evacuated by other nations in the summertime of 2021. Some of them have made their way to the United Kingdom. But Simon, this is a very upsetting story. They've been deployed to a part of Britain where there seems to be no friends at all. It's some kind of arcane novel they're now living. Where are they?
They're along. I'm in Scotland, but really just over the border in southern Scotland, in Edinburgh. This gentleman who was an interpreter for the British Armed Forces, and he's ex British Armed Forces interpreter, Hamid Hakimi. He is based in Wick, which is in Caithness, right on the top of Scotland. So if you think I don't get much light this time of the year here in Edinburgh, you'll get less up at the top of Scotland. So it's cold, it's wet, and it's dark this time of the year. And the quote is, he says he would rather go home and risk being beheaded by the Taliban than stay any longer in the north of Scotland. He's worried that he'll lose his unborn child due to depression from living in Wick, and it's 100 miles for him to travel to get any halal food, which is really quite sad. This is a man who risked his life to work with the British forces in Afghanistan, and he's been put there in the north of Scotland. There are plenty of other places that he could have been put where there is halal food, very easy, and there's a little bit more sun too. And I can imagine this being a rather large shock for him.
What struck me, Simon, is that in my youth, I was I traveled to the north of Scotland, to John O'Groats. You know, it's a spectacular geological feature off the northern tip. There's a single road up there that has turnouts because there's so many sheep wandering. You have to wander up. There's nothing. There's nothing. It's barren. And now it's extremely romantic, but it's barren. And from Afghanistan to Caithness is spectacularly strange decision made by the Foreign Office. I hope the attention to this isolation, this means an exile from the galaxy, Caithness. It's a gorgeous place you can visit in an afternoon, but to live there, Simon Constable. Simon Constable in urban center of Edinburgh, speculating about life in Caithness in Storm Barra. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.